Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and it's the Thursday after Bedlam, and Burns is always a special day on campus.
It was a very special day in many respects. In the morning, we did the topping out ceremony for the new Performing Arts Center, known as the McKnight Center, and we actually did it on the stage of the McKnight Center. Had a big crowd there, and very exciting, and the hall is going up on budget and on time, and everybody's excited about its grand opening in October of 2019 with the New York Philharmonic. So that was great. And then, of course, the game with our sister institution, OU, was a real barn burner. And unfortunately, the Cowboys ended up on the short end, barely. But it was a fantastic game, and it shows what can happen when you have two great quarterbacks out on the same field. There's a huge crowd. Everybody was in the spirit and completely exhausted. I think the crowd and the teams were completely exhausted at the end of that game.
Let's turn to this coming Saturday. It's Veterans Day, and of course OSU has established a special tradition around this particular day.
They have. We place nearly 7,000 small American flags on the lawn south of our library. It's a very impressive display. Each flag represents a military service member who has given his life during the global war on terror. The placement of the flag started a week of appreciation and recognition of veterans. We have a large veterans program at Oklahoma State University, and we do want to recognize them and appreciate them. The dog tags are on the flags and have the name, rank, and branch of service and the home of record for each of the fallen military members. And then tonight, OSU will be hosting its annual Veterans Appreciation Dinner. The event serves as a welcome home for Vietnam-era veterans, as part of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. Rick Hansen will head all this up. He's a retired Marine Corps captain and coordinator of our Veterans Student Academic Services at OSU. The Veterans Office serves more than 850 veterans and oversees our Veterans Success Center, which offers veteran students a place to study and interact and get academic assistance as they transition into college life.
And to finally, Burns, some news about the OSU App Center.
Yeah, the OSU App Center is really active, and they've now developed an app for the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, or also better known as HUD. The app offers information about household health risks such as mold, contamination, carbon monoxide poisoning, lead exposure, and so on. The app's called the Healthy Homes Partners app. And rather than be a consumer guide, the app puts technical information and guidance in the hands of housing experts and healthcare providers. And they can advise those living in that they may be in dangerous health conditions. The funding of the HUD app was awarded to OSU through a competitive federal grant. The App Center is part of our OSU Technology Development Center, and the goal is to provide a platform for app development where students, faculty, alumni, and companies can come together. The center provides outstanding learning opportunities for our students to work with developers and designers. And this HUD app is another example of OSU fulfilling its land-grant mission and sharing its expertise and knowledge with all of Oklahoma for the public good.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.